Okay. So Gemara says, really, that the reason why Erev Tavshilin works, if you're not to cook from Yantim to Shabbos, how does Erev Tavshilin work? So the Gemara says that min haTorah, you're allowed to cook from Yantim to Shabbos. You know why? Hoyel u'miklu archim. Which means that technically speaking, I can cook on Friday afternoon on Yantif a lot of food. Maybe a guest will show up. So there's nothing really intrinsically wrong with cooking on Yantif and leaving over for Shabbos, even if nobody is showing up. So min haTorah, you're allowed to cook. Gemara says, but it's a harama, so therefore they instituted Erev Tavshilin to allow it. We'll soon see how that works. There's one man number. Rav Chisda says no, that you're allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos because it's all considered one big kedusha. So Yantif to the weekday you can cook, but Yantif to Shabbos you could cook. So Midaraisa, that's the ABC. Midaraisa, you're allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. Chazal forbade it, and Chazal permitted it through making Erev Tavshilin. That's the concept of Erev Tavshilin.
Why did they ask
it? They asked it because the Gemara didn't say why you need Erev Tavshilin and why they forbade it. Well, I suppose they forbade it because saying that having food, cooking on Yantif at 6 in the evening because maybe guests will come, that's a real harama. But Min haTorah technically, you need the Gemara. Okay, let's start the parak. Says the Gemara in Beis. I'm actually hot over here already. Marcel, have some wine. It'll warm you up. The wine warms you up. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yom Tov Shechal Yais Erev Shabbos. If you have a Yom Tov which falls out on an Erev Shabbos, on a Friday, Lo Yevashel B'tchila, you may not cook Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos. Now, Rashi says, Yevashel B'tchila, Li Yais T'chilas B'shuloi, V'koroi L'Shem Shabbos. In other words, you cannot have your main cooking done for Shabbos. Ayla L'Shem Yom Tov Yetchilas B'shuloi, V'amishur Yei L'Shabbos. In other words, the main cooking has to be done, the beginning cooking has to be for Yantif, and can be left over for Shabbos. We're going to soon see what that means, how the concept of Erev Tavshilin works. So first the mission says, you cannot cook on Yantif for Shabbos. But, Aval Mevashel Hu LeYantif, you may cook for Yantif a lot, V'im Hoysil, Hoysil LeShabbos. That's one way to do it. In other words, you can make a trick and say, I'm cooking Friday afternoon a lot for Yantif, and nobody's coming, and it doesn't work. But if the whole Isser really allowed to cook Yantif to Shabbos, no problem cooking Yantif, per se, a lot. So then you could do it in a permitted way, where you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. You're allowed to cook a lot for Yantif, real Yantif, without any tricks, right? Rashi says, where's Rashi? I don't have it over here, okay. Aval mevashelu leYantif, right, in the second line. But you can cook for Yantif, uvelo yaharoma, without any tricks. In other words, if you really want to cook a lot for Yantif, you can cook a lot for Yantif and leave over for Shabbos. That's the first way. Ava mevashu meyantif, you can cook a lot for Yantif, bim hoisev, you leave over, hoisev le Shabbos. That's okay. That's one way. Another way is v'oisev tashil me'erev Yantif. You can start cooking on Erev Yantif. Yeah, there might be somebody. Is there somebody at the door? I should check out. Shouldn't they ring the bell?
Maybe they don't like the door was open.
No, there's nobody here. Oh, she won't leave it. Maybe leave the door open. Oh, Zevi, do me a favor. Stand over there or sit over there. If the pizza comes, bring it in, please. Thank you. Okay. However, what you could do is va'oisa tafshil may erev yantif. You may make a cooked item from erev yantif. Says Rashi l'shem eruv for erev tafshilim purposes. In other words, start cooking. Rashi says the problem is you can't start cooking on Yantif for Shabbos. But if you start cooking before Yantif already, v'oisei tafshil me'erev Yantif, you cook an item before Yantif, v'seimech alav l'Shabbos. And you rely on that to continue cooking on Yantif for Shabbos. So the mission really tells us how Erev Tavshilin works. The way it works is that you started already before Yantif. So therefore, you're not starting on Yantif to cook for Shabbos. You start already from before Yantif. You're just continuing to cook on Yantif with what you started already, and that's how Erev Tavshilin works. Mavashalu, v'oisei tafshil me'erev Yantif, you can make a cooked item from Erev Yantif, v'seimech alav l'Shabbos, and continue on Shabbos. Now, and continue for Shabbos on Yantif, Friday. What is this cooked item? V'shamarim, v'shamar says, shnei tafshilin. two cooked items. You need to have two cooked items beforehand cooked already. Beisilem Beisil says, Tafshel Echot. One cooked item is good enough. But a cooked item, nobody seems to say a baked item. We'll soon see that what's the idea of having everybody's after shilling with what? A matzah and egg? Right? A chal and egg. What's a baked item? I don't know what it actually does. The Gemara seems to say the main thing is the egg. The bread does nothing. So we'll soon see why you have to have that, what it adds on. But clearly the Mishnah says, Tafshel. With a shovin, and they both agree that even if you hold, they need what? Meshavim, they both agree that even if you hold, you need two cooked items. Bedagu beitz shalof shnei shnei tavshilin. You have fish and the egg on top of it, like a poached egg. You know, they put poached egg on top of your steak. So poached egg on top of your fish, that's considered shnei shnei tavshilin. Okay, if you hold like Beshamai, that'll be good enough. If you don't hold like Beisilo, one cooked item is good enough. Next halakha case, achlu, if they ate the erev tavshilin on Friday before they continued cooking with it. Means before they continued cooking on Yom Tov to Shabbos, but you ate Erev Tavshilin already, Oisha Avat, or you lost it, Lo Yevasha Lola B'tchila, you may not continue cooking there. You're done. In Shir Menu Kolshu, and if something was left over, Gemara says at least the Kazayas, from the Erev Tavshilin that you started cooking from before Yom Tov, Soymech Lov L'Shabbos, then you can rely on it to continue cooking for Shabbos. By the way, this is Halach L'Maisa. Sonny makes Erev Tavshilin, and by mistake, he made a 2-day Erev, Yom Tov was Thursday, Friday, and he made Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, and the egg was eaten on Thursday, then he cannot cook Friday for Shabbos. Stuck. Because if the Erev Tavshilin's gone, the only reason why it works is I'm continuing my cooking process. I started before Yom Tov. I'm not continuing anything, because it's gone. So I'm not increasing my portion for Shabbos. It's gone. So that's halacha. If it gets lost, or got eaten when you want to cook for Shabbos, can't do it. As long as it has kazayis left over, you're okay. No kazayis, you cannot cook. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. Says the Gemara. Minoha nemili. Where is this from? So the Gemara is going to say, which pasuk do we learn it from? So Rashi already points out, fascinating Rashi. Minoha nemili. Well, lav dafka, mikro yalef. You can't really learn it from a pasuk. The Erev Tavshilin is the Rabbanon. Erev Tavshilin is all the Rabbanon. So what do you ask me? What do you ask me? Which pasuk is it from? No pasuk, because rather it means Ahecha Samchu Rabbanon. Where did Chazal find a remez, find a hint to Erev Tavshilin in the Torah? So you want to know where do you have it from? Amar Shmuel says Shmuel Damakov, because the pasuk says Zocha is Yom Shabbos Lekatshoi, means remember the Shabbos to sanctify it, which really means make kiddush. That's really what we learn from it. Chazal learned from it Zochreyu, remember it. Ma'achal Shabbos Lehashkichoi. Remember the Shabbos because you're very liable to forget it. So what does that mean? Let's look in Rashi. Kishabo Yantav, the first narrow line. Kishabo Yantav Erev Shabbos, when you have Yantav on Friday, Korav Shabbos Lishtakeach Machmas Yantav. Because Yantav, you're so busy with cooking on Yantav, you're going to forget about the Shabbos. Shemar B'Sudas Ayayim, because you have so many Sudas of the day, Ve'inim Nich L'Shabbos K'dei Kvoidai. And you're not going to give the proper cover to Shabbos and cook for Shabbos, right? You don't have to go all out. I had somebody by me yesterday, and they said, oh, last night we had a plain Shabbos meal. Chicken, kugel, and fish, and that was that. Right? Because you're so busy with Yontif. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Believe you me, after all this eating, I'm happy just having, I told my wife the same thing, just make a plain Shabbos meal. But Mara's worried that you're going to forget about Shabbos altogether. So therefore, it's Yicha Kosel Zachai, and therefore the Torah enjoins you, Zachai Shem Hashem Zekatshai. When you're liable to forget it, then make sure you don't forget the Shabbos. And how do you do that? Says Rashi, Ukishemare Veruv Tavshilin, when you start Erev Tavshilin before Yantav ready, Nimtza Shezachai, then you're remembering the Shabbos. Why? Shareino Yiselamach Meshabbos. Because why are you cooking something before Yantav, Erev Tavshilin? Because, oh, Shabbos is coming up. So you're remembering the Shabbos. So that's what Gemara says. Omakro, because the pasuk says, Zochei Shem Shabbos Lekatshai. Remember the Shabbos. Zochei, remember him. Ma'achal Shabbos Lashkichai. Because you might come, because you're going to end up forgetting him. So therefore, doing Erev Tavshilin, that reminds you of Shabbos. And that's what the pasuk tells me. My timer, what's the purpose? In other words, what's the purpose that Erev Tavshilin works? Omarava, what's the reason? Says Rashi, since you're going to you make it Tavshilin, you remember Shabbos. Bein machalas akali yamtif. I'm making, not maybe, by the way, you don't need to use an egg. Maybe egg you're forgetting Shabbos also along the way. You take a big roast and you cook it before yamtif. Before yamtif, chalamayit. And you know, yamtif, guess what, I'm leaving for Shabbos. Then I'm doing lemahadrin. I'm remembering the Shabbos. And I'm yamtif before yamtif even started. I didn't forget the Shabbos. That's how the concept of Erev Tashlim is. I choose a nice portion, both for Yantif and for Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanon.
Well, again, but if the reasoning then that we're given and the asmachta that they're basing this on is the schira of Shabbos, so then there's not really a concept of continuing to cook. It's a concept of not don't forget Shabbos.
Correct.
So the fact that someone goes and eats my Erev Tashlim on a Thursday afternoon.
So I still remember the Shabbos. I'll tell you the reason why. Because then the food is gone. You feel bad remembering. There's nothing left of it.
But it's not. If you're going to make it that like I need to be cooking from beforehand, and it needs my eyes to have a continuous cooking.
Gemara doesn't say that, by the way. Gemara says that makes it. I guess Gemara will say later on that if I start already, so I did my zachar zema Shabbos, then it's part of my original cooking. I guess you need both svaras together. You can't have one by itself. But this is the reason behind it. Okay. If you started beforehand already, then you're remembering the Shabbos. But the concept is, you're doing it l'chavet Shabbos. Yeah. So that's the idea. The idea of Erev Tashlim is l'chavet Shabbos. Gemara is going to say something else now. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi says, no. A different reason. K'dei she'yomru, ein oifin miyamta l'shabbos, k'avachay miyamta l'chayol. Rav Ashi says, how does Erev Tashlim help? Lo'y l'chavet Shabbos ignuah, and l'chavet Yantif. They're worried about the covet of Yantif. If you're going to cook on Yantif for Shabbos, so people can say, hey, on Yantif, I know I'm allowed to cook for Yantif. I'm allowed to cook for another day as well. So therefore, people say, I can cook for afterwards, for Shabbos tomorrow. I can cook for the weekday. They don't want you to be mezalzel on Yantif. So if they say, you know what? You're not even allowed to cook. You're not able to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. I'll know for sure that I cannot cook from Yantif to a weekday. So it's not covered Shabbos, but rather it's covered Yantif. Usvara. The reason why Erev Tashlim works, but not, again, that's not the mechanics how it works, but the concept of Erev Tashlim, Chazal said, that like this you know, don't be mezalzel on Yantif. Whole different reason. Rav Ashi Omer, K'dei Shomer, as you say, ein oifin miyamta l'Shabbos. People say, hey, I cannot cook from Yantif to Shabbos. Kal v'chomer miyamta l'chol. And for sure I won't be able to cook from Yantif to a weekday. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Oise tafshel me'erev Yantif. The Mishnah says, another, these are the two reasons for Erev Tashlim. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Oysa Tavshim Erev Yantif. You can make a cooked item from before Yantif. V'semach lov l'Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, you may continue. Bishleim l'Ravashi. Kung t'Ravashi d'Amad, it says, K'dei she'emru, ein oifin yamta l'Shabbos. That the reason why you make Erev Tashlim, so like these people know that I cannot cook from Yantif to Shabbos, and I cannot cook from Yantif to the week. So hainu the me'erev yantiv in be yantiv lo. So that's the reason why you have to have something prepared from before yantiv. I guess Eric Mar is saying your point. I have something prepared from erev yantiv, so I'm continuing on yantiv from erev yantiv, but I'm not cooking on yantiv per se for Shabbos. I'm just continuing my original cooking. So therefore, if Rashi svar makes sense. You have to have something prepared from before Yantif. Hainu de me'erev Yantif in. It only works. Hainu, that's why me'erev Yantif in. From before Yantif, it works, but be Yantif loy. But in Yantif itself, you may not cook for Shabbos. Ela l'rava, but according to Rava, my area, be Yantif, me'erev Yantif, if the reason is that people should not forget the hustle and bustle of Shabbos, so why do you have to have something prepared from before Yantif? On Yantif, let me cook myself a beautiful roast for Yantif. And on Yantif, let me start cooking a beautiful roast for Shabbos. So then I didn't forget Shabbos. So why does this have to be done from Erev Yantif? That's the most question. Is that your question? Similar. Elul Rav, according to Rav, Ma'ir mi Yantif to Shabbos. Why, according to Rav's reasoning, why Ma'ir, what's the difference? Me'erev Yantif, from Erev Yantif, I feel Yantif Nami. Even Yantif itself, it should be okay to be able to cook on Yantif itself. A nice piece for Shabbos. Then I'm zacheyu. I'm remembering Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Ela enachanami." You're right. That would be a good reason. Be good enough. El gzeira shema yifsha. We're worried. You'll be so busy with the hustle and bustle of Yantif, so you're going to forget. You're going to be pesher. You're not going to cook anything for Shabbos. And right before Yantif, Shabbos is starting. You say, "Oh my gosh, I know for Shabbos. Let me do something now." That's not boire mona Yantif money yaf for the yantif, make something nice for yantif, and make something nice for Shabbos. No, that means I forgot, and quickly, what am I going to do? Let me cook something now for Shabbos. That's not okay. If during, technically speaking, if first day yantif, I make myself a big roast for yantif, and at the same time, I make myself a big roast for Shabbos, that'll be okay. Why? Because I'm boire money liyaf for the yantif, and yaf for the Shabbos. At the same time, when I'm doing my yantif preparations on yantif, I'm doing a Shabbos also. That would be okay, according to Rava. A word you're going to forget, and you're going to rush the last minute, then it's not anymore boire money yaf for the yantif, boire money yaf for the Shabbos. And therefore, he says, you have to prepare it already beforehand. You knew at least you didn't forget the Shabbos. You prepared in advance.
Isn't it really awesome to cook on yantif for Shabbos?
No, we missed the first part. No. But Mecha Midaraisa, yes, correct. Correct.
So then how is that called being better money off for Shabbos? If I'm really doing for Yom Tov, because guests might come, how could that be called better money off for Shabbos?
In this half a minute. Yeah. First of all, maybe Rava follows Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because he won Bekedusha. So it doesn't mean that...
Yeah.
Right, it could be, right? It could be that, depend on that. What, he says that?
That's how they're explaining.
That's explaining it. What, this question on this? Rava follows Rav Chisda.
Yeah, Rav Ashi, who said that you couldn't, because he's the first sheet there, right?
That's Hoyle.
Yeah, but the second sheet there, where it's just
got
like...
It. Boire money yafa, so then he has to say it one Kedusha.
Right.
Got it. Okay, nice. That's, you know, in Yeshiva used to say, if you go on the straight path, you meet many people. So if you say the right pshat, others will say it like you. So it makes sense. Good. If you go off the path, that's when you're alone. Okay. The Tana Maisa, the Gemara said like this. So these two Mekaris we bring from here. The Tana, however, the Tana of a Braisa, Maisa Lamacha, learns it from here, from a different Pasuk. Esa She Toifu Efu, Vesa She Tavashlu Bashelu. It says by the Mon, it says, cook today on Friday. Cook everything, bake everything today, because tomorrow is Shabbos. You cannot do. So Mikano Mablozer. So why does it say Esa She Toifu Efu, Vesa Tavashlu Bashelu? It's very funny. Whatever you have baked, bake. Whatever you have cooked, cooked. Shouldn't say that. Should say, cook and bake today. Why is that? You ever thought about that pasuk? Asha toifu oifu. Backward way of saying it. Say, oifu bashlu ayayim. Why did the pasuk say, when the month fell on Friday, by the way, if you want to bake, asha toifu, then bake it today. If you want to cook, cook it today. What does that mean? Funny way. So he says, that's the smach, mikanam ablaza, ein oifin, el ala ofui, ve'ena vashnin, el ala mavushal. It means, you can only cook some Fridays, which is the Yantar Fridays, not the Mon, you can only cook a la Bashul, and only bake a la Ofui, which means, Esa Shetayfu, what you baked already before Yantif, you can continue baking now. What you cooked ready before Shabbat, Yantif, you continue cooking now. Mikan, Amusum Chomim, Le'er Tavshilu Min HaTorah. That's what Chomim learned, Le'er Tavshilu Min HaTorah, it's from this Pasuk. Maybe, by the way, that's the reason why we have bread and cooked items. This Gemara seems to indicate that you need separately for cooking and separately for baking. So therefore, not just to allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but also to bake for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Right?
You don't cook the matzah, you just pull it out of the box. That could have been baked 6 months.
I know, you're right. So the Gemara's discuss it, that as long as it's prepared, that's considered cooking. You're right. It's a prepared item, and that'll be good enough. By the way, have you heard of somebody baking from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Does that mean you have a bake on Yantif? Cooking, right?
You make bread.
Well, guess what? I told you.
Yeah, you make bread.
Last week, last Yantif, my wife wakes up at 6 in the morning. Oh, I have to make rolls. What are you going to do? She takes dough, and she starts kneading it, and dough. I said, first is challah. Are you allowed to do first is challah in Yantif?
Yeah.
You're allowed to. You're allowed to take a chumas and mice? No. So I said, excellent. So she baked on Yantif. You're allowed to. Everything is permitted. Okay. Next case. Tana Rabbanan. We can all eat. I mean, it's a mitzvah. Why not? Tana Rabbanan. Chacham learned.
We're
going to learn that Gemara, by the way, about gaining weight. Right. Shabbos and Yantif. So today is
Omer.
You think this is Gemara? Yeah, it's not a joke. Tana Rabbanan. Chacham learned. Let me first take the pizza like this. Have it in the plate.
Go on. Sushi?
I'm good.
By the way, you can't get that anymore. It's really good.
Thank you so much, by the way. Whoever picked up the sushi and the fries, thank you. The fries, sushi and the pizza is excellent. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanon, Chacham learns. Maisa is easy gemar. Maisa b'Rebbe Eliezer, Shai Yoshe v'Derech Kolei Yom Kulei v'Hilchos Yom Tov. So Rebbe Eliezer was giving a shir, and he learned the entire day Hilchos Yom Tov. By the way, the gemar says Kolei Yom Kulei. So it wasn't Yom Tov. And he gave a shir, Kolayim Kulay, the entire afternoon, the whole entire day after davening, he was dashening Hilchus Yom Tov. So Yotza Kasri Shaina. So the first group left, they had enough, they want to go eat their meal. So Omar, he turned to the Talmidim and he said, Halalu Bali Patosin. So Rashi says, they have these huge barrels, huge vats of wine. So they have a lot to drink. So they got to leave early. These are the Bali Patosin. These are the luscious and the drunkards. They got to leave early. Kashniya, the second group left a while later. Ami said, Halolu Bale Chavios. They didn't have these huge vats. They got regular vats. They also got to go, a lot to drink. Yotzer Kashlishis, the third group went out. He said, Halolu Bale Kadin. They have regular jugs. They also got to go, but they have smaller jugs. You see, they're only leaving now. Kasravias, the fourth group left. Omari said, Halolu Bale Leginin. They have only small amphoras, small little things. They're only leaving now. Kashamishis, when the last group left, Amay said, Halolu Bale Koises. They only got small cups. They're the paupers, so they don't have a lot of wine to drink, so the meal is not going to stretch out. After the first group left, and the Rav said, and the Rechner said, these are the five towners. They have the five-hour meals. Then come the what's name people, and then come the Teaneck, and then come the Brooklyn, and then you have the Yeshivish people that have an hour meal, and that's it, you know, there's no food, so that's it. The five towners have these long meals to 5 o'clock on the Shabbos afternoon, right? So that's it, they left early. Fine. Hischilu Kashish is Lotzeis. So the last group started going out. He said, Amma, he said, Halolu Bale Me'era. These are people, they're going to get cursed. So Rashi says, why? Because they're leaving me with nobody left. There's nobody left in the Shira. These guys shouldn't leave at all. That's even worse. So, Nasan Enef Talmidim. And he looked in at the remaining Talmidim, and they're petrified. Hischilu Pnei Mishtanim. The faces started turning colors. They're petrified. My gosh, the Rebbe's going to curse us. All we want to do is go eat with our families. Give us a break. Amalem, he told him, Banai, my children, Lo lechem ani oimel. I'm not talking to you guys. Elu lahalolu. Duma, these people, she yotsu, they left. She manichim chaye oilam. They leave. They're behind chaye oilam, the eternal life. Vayiskim chaye shah. And they're leaving, and they're busy with temporary life. They're busy eating and drinking and pressing away and that's not me. I'm giving a shir. You stay for the shir. Stay till the end. I don't give it to the whole day. You don't disappear in the middle. But when you guys, when it's finished, you can go. So b'shas p'tirosan. Excellent. Perfect. Listen, the fact that nobody here is at the Yankee game is already watching Yankee game is already a big thing. That's it.
I'm not that. Told us the mother of Schefter this
morning. The what?
Oh, we want to stay the whole day.
Yeah, they give the shir. So b'shas p'tirosan, when they left, Amalemi told them the famous pasuk that said at the end of Yom Kippur, "Lechu ichlu mashmanim," gave them a bracha. Go eat your fatty foods, ushtu mamtakim, and drink your sweet wines. The shilchu manos le'nochanai, and send gifts that doesn't have any yontif, that doesn't have anything prepared. Ki kodeshem ladenu, because it's a holy day. Val te'otzu, and don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem, because the joy of Hashem hi mu'uschem, is your support. So now the Gemara said like this. That's what the story was. So Omamar. So the Gemara has the following point. Omamar says Mar. Shemanichim chaya oilom vayiskim chaya shah. You tell me there's a problem that they left in the middle, at the end of they left in their shir because they left behind eternal life and busy with temporary life? Vasimchis yomtev mitzvah. Simchis yomtev. They're doing a mitzvah. A big mitzvah. So what's wrong? What do you have? What is he upset at them? Zimara says, Rebbe Eliezer letaimei, Rebbe Eliezer follows his reasoning. The Amar that says, Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. Sitting and enjoying Yom Tov is not, don't have to. You don't have to have a meal in Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is only Rishus. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Eliezer Aimel, Ein La Ladim Yom Tov. A person doesn't have a Yom Tov, Ela Oy Oy Chav Rishoyse, Oy Yoy Shav Rishoyne. either you sit, eat, and drink, or you sit and learn, which means you could do either or. You have to enjoy yourself on Yom Tov. Some people like to eat and drink, and some people don't want to eat and drink. They want to fast and learn Torah all day, and the Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov as well. Why? You don't have to eat and drink as soon as Yom Tov. That's halacha l'maaseh. Somebody's on a diet. I can't have my challah. I'm with this. Challah's going to drive me nuts. Or like that? Don't have to have. Yom Tov is the Simcha. Oichel b'shoisa, shayne, or what's the name? I don't think we're passing like that, actually. Maybe shu'aymer, but that's Rabbi Eliezer.
Certainly the first couple of weeks.
Right, but exactly. Reb Shuaymer know chelkeu. You have to divide Yom Tov. Chatzi lachem, bechatzi l'Hashem. Half for you and half for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to have a suda on Yom Tov. Reb Eliezer says you don't have to have a suda on Yom Tov. You can have either eating and drinking, simcha Yom Tov, whatever gives you simcha. You're not mechuyev to have a suda. What was that?
How far does that extend to?
Meaning what?
Anything you want? If it's for Yom Tov for yourself?
No, meaning either this or that.
Yeah.
Either learning, either spiritual. Either food and drink or spiritual. It just means you don't have to have a suda. You can fast. But they held no. You have to. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what, he turned to his talmidim, this is why you guys leaving, having your food and drink. You could have stayed over here and stayed for the shir.
What about their angry wives?
And they both learned from the same pasuk. Why? Because number one pasuk says, Atzeres v'Hashem alakecha. Shvuas is Atzeres v'Hashem your God. Because Rechodim, another post, says, Atzeres Tielachem. Right? Okay, it's not. So Rabbi Eliezer, says, Oikul el Hashem, Oikul el Hashem. Either or. It means either this, Kul el Hashem, or Kul el Hashem. The post says two things, Atzeres Tielachem, and Atzeres Tiel Hashem. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you have a choice. Either Kul el Hashem, Atzeres Tiel Hashem, or Atzeres Hashem Lekecha, or Kul el Hashem, Atzeres Tiel Hashem. You can choose either one. You're not mukhiv to have a meal. Rabbi Shua Sava, no. How do I understand the steer in the psukim? Divide it. One pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Lakecha. The other one says Atzeres Yelachem. Why do I do it? Both are true. How could both be true? Half, half. Chatzil Lashem v'chatzil Lachem. So that's the concept of Chatzil Lachem, Chatzil Lachem, and that's where you paskin. Now some people take this to an extreme. I remember when I was growing up, the Dutch Yakis. So we finished davening on Shavuos on Yom Tov at 12:30. 12 o'clock. They said all the piyutim. The Dutch say, the Yekis say, every single piyut that's ever printed, would ever be printed, I don't care how small the print is, they say every single one, and they say it slowly. It would drive me nuts, because you finally finish everything, and then you get to Kedusha, and then there's the big siluk, and it took literally 15 minutes in shul to say it slowly. Growing up like this, I was such a... I grew up with this, again, I guess I appreciate it, whatever it was, but I was... And I remember, as a kid, they said... Well, we were Mekayim Chatzi Lashem, and now we'll be Mekayim Chatzi Lochem. The Yankees, they went all out, and I was Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lochem. Exactly 50-50. I don't think it means that. It means that you have to end, but you have to have a Suda, but you also should be doing, Oichel B'Shoise, and Yoshe B'Shoine. That's what we pass him. So that's the first part. Next part, to explain the next part of the Pasuk, that you give gifts, Le'ein Nachon Lo'i. Give food, send foods, le'ein nachon lo, for those that don't have it prepared. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chizkiya says Rav Chizkiya, le'mish lo yiniach eruvei tafshilin. In other words, what do you mean give? What do you mean give food for those that don't have it prepared? It was Yom Tov, so they can cook their own food. So what do you have to give them food? Rashi points out, what is Rabbi Eliezer telling his Talmidim, the Pasuk, you guys stay the whole day, end of the day, go have your meal with your family, and give gifts to those that don't have it prepared. Give food to those that have it prepared. They can cook themselves. So it must be that they didn't cook for Shabbos. That's what comes into this Gemara. Meaning, it was late in the day already, and they didn't prepare an Erev Tavshilin. If they didn't prepare an Erev Tavshilin, they can't even cook for Yom Tov a lot and leave over. It's ready at the end of the day. So it says, the Mishlan Nich Erev Tavshilin, go give them food, because they have no Erev Tavshilin, they cannot cook at the end of the day.
It doesn't mean a
Niyam
at all?
What? Yeah, but... Imar says, I don't know, why do you mean Aldim?
They ain't nachal, no, they didn't.
Ain't not prepared.
They didn't know, not prepared. They can afford, they can
right,
prepare.
Right, well pointed out, correct. What was that?
Yeah, that's true. The poor people can't prepare because they don't have.
I know, but Imar doesn't learn that. Yeah, that's how he learned it. Ikedami, others say, Mishaloi hoyaloi laniach erev tafshilin. That somebody who, shloi hoyaloi laniach, that he got lost and the another shloi hoylo laniach. No, Rashi says no. He didn't have a chance to pay of tefshilin. He was busy the whole erev yontif. Gemara says a case. He was busy looking for his aveda the whole erev yontif, and therefore he was busy, and therefore he couldn't do anything else. So that guy, you got to give food to. Of a misha hoylo leich nafshilin. Somebody had a chance to do erev tefshilin, and he forgot. Veloy niach that leave behind. Poshea. That's called a poshea. And by the way, it's not relevant to giving somebody food. You can always give anybody food. But I guess it's relevant as halacha if you forget to do Erev Tavshilin, right? Could you rely on the Rav?
Right.
So first of all, you only rely on the Rav does it correctly, right? Relying on the Rav means the Rav has to do it. You can't do his own Erev Tavshilin for everybody. Actually, I call in every Ariantif, I call in my neighbor, and I tell him, pick up this Erev Tavshilin, and have in mind for Kazayas, for everybody that comes to ask me Shana. I say, have in mind, A, the members of the shul. All right, that's a plug for you. And B, somebody's not a member but asking me a Shaila. Let me get that in mind. I can't do for everybody. Right. I mean, so you can't just say, well, I'm sure some rabbi did Erev Tavshilin. Doesn't go like that. It's only somebody who has a connection. The Rav, who has a connection with you, does Erev Tavshilin on behalf of you. I mean, could you technically have, Rabbi Olian from Sharei say, I'm doing Erev Tavshilin for the entire five towns? Maybe, I guess you could. I mean, I've never seen that.
Why for Erev Chatzeres it works?
Erev Chatzeres it works.
For the entire
city. I'll tell you the reason why, because Erev Chatzeres is a communal thing. That entire enclosed section is one big Rishus Yachid. How am I making that my Erev Tavshilin works for your private home and your private home and your private home? What connection do I have for you? So technically, I guess you could be Mizaka. What?
Membership dues.
How does it work even for
Congress? For Congress works. Because that person, I know, it's not me. It's the Zeicher that says this Erev Tavshilin is for that person. How does it work? I don't know how it works. We didn't get to that.
The whole country is cooking for
I know, but I didn't mean it. I know. Because we're connected. So we're cooking. You ever see people when they eat a meal together?
Meal?
So they have in two different homes, they have cooking. So I just cook my item for you.
That's
what it works.
Is there a limit? Like, is there a
deficit? No, because the Gemara is going to say that one kazayis is enough for an entire town. As long as it's kazayis. No. I suppose. I was always taught by my father that do Erev Tavshilin for the people in your community. What's in my community? The entire five towns? Why? Sorry. And the Gemara says, if somebody forgets, he cannot rely on the Rav sometimes. First time he could, second time he can't. He's a Persheya. So sorry, somebody lives in the neighborhood Iran and is not a member of our shul, is a Persheya. Sorry, don't have to help him out.
Well, they have different shuls. That's in the big city. But sometimes the small city with a Rav is the Rav. The master on the...
Then yes. Then he's the Rav of the entire city. 100%. 100%.
The Kashrus is all...
Right, then maybe yes. Then maybe yes. So one community. That could be. Next part. My, what does it mean? Ki chedvas Hashem him u'uschem. That the joy of Hashem is your support. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yechonon. Right? That's the end of the pasuk. It says, go and enjoy yourself, because Hashem will support you. Because the joy of Hashem, meaning joyous for Hashem, him u'uschem, that's your support. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. All the fun gemaras over here. Rabbi Yechonon says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lema, Kosh Bochur Yisrael. Kosh Bochur tells the Jewish people, Bonai, my children, levu alai, borrow on my cheshbon, borrow on me, the kitchu, and sanctify dushas hayayim. Veheminu bi, and rely on me, vani parea. I'll pay you back. Any expenses and Shabbos and Yontif, it's coming off my cheshbon, levu alai, vani parea. Yeah, and we're going to soon get the Gemara that talks about Hitzor Shabbos and Yontif, what exactly what that means. But that's what the Gemara says, and that's what he told him. Separate thing, not relevant at all. Just happens to be the same Rabbi Yechim, name of Elazar Shimon. Good Eitzah Teiva. He wants that his nechasim, his properties, should last, and they shouldn't be, when he goes out of town, somebody else takes away his properties, or usurps them, or takes away his business, and all that stuff. Yita Bohen Adar. He should plant inside his field an Adar. Adar is his huge tree. It leaves a big mark. Rashi says, Ebi's going to know, what are you doing in that guy's field? What is that guy's field? He has this huge tree, in his redwood tree, in his backyard, in his properties. It's recognizable, it's his. nobody's going to touch it. Shnem, like it says, Adi Bamorim Hashem. Adir is Adar, Hashem is there in the heavens, it stays forever. Inami, Adro Kishmei. What's Adar? It's something like the language is, Kedam Rinchi, it's like a name sounds. Like people say, My Adro, Bekaimo, it lasts, Ledori, Dori. It lasts for many generations. Plant something that becomes the signature of your property, then you go out of town, nobody's going to touch your property. Nobody will dare say, this is my field. And Rashi says, even the fruits, nobody will take. Because it's all, I guess, has a mark of that, or has, you know, has some semblance of that. And Rashi will be busy with that, what it means, the fruits. But basically, the Tanya Nam Yochid, that the Brisa says, Sada Shesh Ba'adar, a field that has this signature tree, Einon Exelis, doesn't console it, Einon Nechmeses, and nobody desires it, because everybody knows that's his, Uperoseo Mishtamrin, and its fruits are lasting. Rashi says, Peroseo Mishtamrin, Lo Yedana Maihi. What does that mean? What does the fruits have to do with anything? How can you recognize the fruits are his? So Rashi says, Yesh Mephoshim, Shenoitim Mesal Gvulim, that they plant these trees on the borders, Vieshlo Yanofim Harbe, Vuhule Sode Legadel. In other words, it's not just a big tree, but it's like a fence all around the tree, so nobody will take away your fruits either. It's like protected. Okay, just a lesson from Reb Lozer b'Reb Shimon. What is this relevant over here? I have no idea. Tony, I know what is relevant. Just tell me, Eitzah Tova, meaning make something yours. You know, that's your signature thing. Everybody can translate it in their business, in their way of doing things. Everybody knows that's his. You know, don't touch that. Why? Because that's where he does it. You know, that nobody can plagiarize you, nobody can take anything away from you. That's what he's telling us. Tani Rav Tachlifa. Rav Tachlifa learned, Achu de Rabbanoi Chuzah, the brother of Rabbanoi from the city of Chuzah. So what does he say? Famous Gemara. It's over here. Beautiful Gemara. Kol, where's the Gemara? Kol Mezonos of Shel Adam. All the Mezonos of a person, all the food and panasa and money that a person gets, Ketzuvin Lai Meroish Hashana Vad Yom HaKippurim, are decided from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Chutz, besides, Haitzah, Shabbos, V'yamtev, Haitzah is Yamtev. Money is spent on Shabbos and Yamtev. V'haitzah is Banov, L'tamut Torah, and tuition. All that money is not included. Now what does that mean? Shem Piches Poiches in Loi. You know what it means? Wait. In Piches Poiches in Loi, if you lessen it, they lessen it to you. Im Hoisif, and if you add on to it, Maisif in Loi. So Poshup Shat means that in Piches, if you try to be stingy on the tuition, on Shabbos, Yantav expenses, then Poichsin, as Rashi says, Mamtzin l'schamut. So you'll always have just enough, because you won't have any more money. Meaning, if you go to a store on Erev Yantav, you say, you know what, delicious roast. It's $90. A lot of money for roast. I can't afford it. No, I'm just going to buy a regular piece of meat for $40. $90 is too expensive. Then you say, you know what, I really can't afford it. But it's for Yantif, special Yantif. I never do it. Special time, I'm going to spend it. Hashem will give you. You'll have that extra $50. Or the opposite. You always spend Shabbos, no problem. You go to Pomegranate, you make a special trip to Pomegranate. You see over there a piece of beef over there, $50 a pound. Sugar, not normal, right? The Monaco steak, whatever they have over there. I look at it just to see what is. I see something. I once passed by there and it says over there, I couldn't believe my eyes. A small piece from something, $99 a pound or something like that. It's a tiny little piece, but it's like $9 a pound. Mr. Goyim, I said, crazy. But let's say I can afford it. I say, Yantif, come on, it's ridiculous to spend all this money. I'm spending only half this year, right? So Hashem will say, Poiches in Loi, you'll only have half to spend. That's Pashup Shat. That makes sense.
You mean, let's say you could afford it. According to this, you could afford it.
Yeah, okay. If it's in your, I'll tell you what it means. It's in your ballpark, which means I'm not going to go into Pomegranate and see foie gras there for $300. You found it? Haigu ripstick. Here you go. £20. Right.
Here's our repeat.
$2,000. Should have had gourmet guac for the share.
Is this a real thing?
She bought it.
People buy it? You bought
it, Joe.
She asked your permission. You said
$2,000.
Could have paid for membership.
By the way, what I think it means, if it's within your budget, in your ballpark, which means
someone took a picture, but it sent it to me.
Well, not this Yom Tov.
No, this was Pesach.
They raised the price.
Pesach makes sense.
But the idea being,
they have that all year round.
$35 a pound.
I think what it means is, I think it means is that if it's in your ballpark, your realm, and you spent, you know, chicken for Shabbos, and I buy a piece of meat sometimes, I spend $40. Says, you know what? It's a special Shabbos, or it's Shabbos Yom Tov, I'm going to go, you know, $80 for a piece of meat. I get that. It's in your ballpark. I'm not going to go in there and pomegranate and say, I'm spending $2,000 on a piece of meat, Hashem, though I have seen people, yeah, I've seen people that really believe it and live like that. And for some reason, they always have. You got to be a Baal Emuna. But in your ballpark, you can be Baal Emuna and say, you know what? I'm going extra. Why am I going extra? Because I know Hashem is paying me back. That's one shot. I think it's Fasemis actually says that in Piches, different shot. Piches loy, the Moisif and loy, that if you go cheap, then you lose from your regular money. Moisif, if you go extra, Hashem will give you extra money in addition to that. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that you'll always have enough. But if you cheapen, you'll also have enough, but you won't have more money. Meaning, you're not going to gain anything. You think I'm saving $50. Hey, we spend $100 on a piece of meat for Yom Tov. And you think I'm saving $50 because I can't afford it. You'll only have $50 to spend. You won't have the extra money. But as Fasema says, no. If you go cheap.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, man.
What?
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
The mindset you mentioned last night about selling the home.
Yeah.
This saying you shouldn't have done it because that was beyond.
Why is that beyond? For them, that was excellent.
They sold the house.
Yeah, but they sold the house. People don't get it. It's not they sold the house to buy one Esrik. Doesn't mean that. I think it means they sold the house, they were going to live now in rental, and they had money left over, and they bought their Esrik with it. Isn't that a crazy thing?
Uh-huh.
Right? If you look at a house, I have to have a house, then you're right. They didn't look at it like a house. My great-grandfather came to America in 1917. Right, and he was a rav in Coney Island, and he had all this extra money. He was a rav, and he would always send his money back to the old yishuv in Yerushalayim. And after World War I finished, he said, "I want to go back to Yerushalayim." And they said, "No, stay in America. You're doing a lot more for the yishuv from there, sending us money, than coming back. You're just gonna have no money over here." So there's that. And he lived there for 30 years, and he never bought a house. Never bought a house. And he asked my grandfather, "Why didn't your father ever buy a house? Wish he would have bought a house. It was so cheap then." He said he could have bought a house. And it wasn't that he was a poor man. He was a rough. And he got a salary and everything. He said, because buy a house in Chutz Lartz? He looked at it like that. I need a house in Chutz Lartz? And that's all. I need a house. And for Darius. I don't belong here. So this family in Vilna, the Gross brother, buy a house. What do you have to have a house for? You can take the house with you? What do you do with the house? Give it to your children? Let them worry about the house themselves. No, you have to be stupid, honestly. It's a sale, it's a sale. But I'm saying it's within your realm. I don't have an interest to buy 2,000 pieces of meat. It's crazy, right? But if I usually spend $40 or $50 and say, you know, Yom Tov's coming up and there's a good steak, it looks really good. There's what's that called, the top of the rib, and it's $90. I can't afford $50 more, but you know what? Chavi Yom Tov, it comes around. That's then you say, I can do that. Why? Because Zanshan, that's Pichas Pichasalai. That's a lot harder to do than tuition. I mean, it's good to say that
Yom Tov. Some people say you should be crazy. Like, should we all go to KMR this year for Pesach?
No, that's not. That's for your own enjoyment. That's not. Why is that Shabbos Yom Tov?
Pesach.
Did you want to have a vacation? That's not. No. Shabbos Yom Tov is for the food or clothing, maybe, for Shabbos Yom Tov. Maybe clothing, not even. Food for sure. Doesn't mean to have your vacation, your ski vacation, while you're enjoying your space Seder. It's probably better to stay home. Okay, I don't want to say anything. Right? That's what it means. It means, I think that doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that.
It's Michael Schick catering.
Yeah.
I want to spend a little more. That would be a shift. You want to get off.
Yeah, probably means to get him a Malamud for your children. Right, correct. Tutor, exactly. Malamud for your children, right? I never skimmed on a Malamud or a tutor or an extra learning. I said, why? Because it's for Talmud Torah. So that I'll spend on.
I mean, only says sons, not my daughters.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No.
He's
okay.
He has three daughters.
There's context.
Yeah. Let's continue. Says Rebbe Avo. Micro, what does the pasuk say? Tiku v'achayde shofar. Tiku v'achayde shofar b'kesser im chageinu. Oh, Rebbe Avo says, why? Because I learned from a pasuk. Tiku v'achayde shofar b'kesser im chageinu. Blow the shofar b'kesser when it's hidden im chageinu. Ezu Chag, what Yom Tov is that? Shachodesh Miskasaboy, that the moon is covered. Havarim is Rosh Hashanah. But obviously it's Rosh Hashanah. Uksivim it says, Ki Chayk L'Yisraelu Mishpat L'Lei Yaakov. That it's a chayk for Yisrael. So what's chayk? My mashma. What do we hear from here? The high chayk lishna demzaynehu. Chayk means it's the food. It's the panosa for the Jewish people. Tikva chayde shayfa Rosh Hashanah. Why? Ki chayk liyisraelu. It's the food, the panosa mezaynus liyisrael. How do I know that chayk is mezayne? Because it says va'ochlu es chukam asher nasa lehem paroi. It says in the pasuk they ate their chukam. The pasuk in the Torah says what's chukam? They ate their laws? No. They ate their provisions. They ate what was given to them. They ate what was consigned to them. That's chukam. And mazut omar mocha, who says from here? Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Give me to eat my bread, chuki. That's portioned to me. So chayk means portioned, set aside, or exact food that you need. Tikva chayde shayfa on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because chayk lisalhu. Because that's when the chayk for the Jewish people is set. Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everything is set. It doesn't say besides the Shabbos Yom Tov, but the fact that all the mezainis of a person is set already for Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and whatever you do is not going to make a difference. Now, what's relevant for us? There's no real relevance, because I don't know how much is set for me, so I can do my Shabbos anyway. So what's the difference? The difference is that it's all Shabbos Yom Tov or a malamet. That's a good point he brings on Isaac. Not my tuition, but if you have a thing, your kid is struggling, say, you know what? I really should go extra hire him a tutor. Can't really afford a tutor. Talmud Torah for your children, that's not part of the cheshbon. Then you can say levu alai, and it's not that, again, it goes extra, and you'll get it back, or you'll always have for that. Next case. Tanya. A nice story to say in the next case. Amu olav al Shammai HaZaken. They said on Shammai HaZaken, kol yamav ha-yo'icha l'chavet Shabbos. Shammai HaZaken, the first Shammai, entire life, he would eat l'chavet Shabbos. Now, how do you eat entire life l'chavet Shabbos? You eat Shabbos, the cover Shabbos. So how do you do that? So what do you do? Matzah behemanar, you find a good piece of meat on Sunday, Ayumi said, Zula Shabbos, this for Shabbos. Perfect. You ready on Sunday? He said, this for Shabbos. Matzah cheres noimeno, when you find a better piece of meat, right? So if you ate on Shabbos, you ate on Shabbos, the cover Shabbos. Then you find another better piece of meat on Monday. So you say, you know what? Meniach es hashniya, you say, you know what? The second one is for Shabbos, and the first one, I'm going to eat the first one. So why is that l'chavet Shabbos? So Rashi says, well, he's eating the first one so that they can have the second one for Shabbos. So he's eating the first one, l'chavet Shabbos. Because if he doesn't eat the first one, he has two pieces of meat. He doesn't eat two pieces of meat. So therefore, he always ends up eating everything. Even what he eats on Sunday is l'chavet Shabbos. What a brilliant idea. I like this one. But his entire life was l'chavet Shabbos. And therefore, he always ate l'chavet Shabbos because he had to eat the first one because he doesn't eat two pieces of meat for Shabbos. So the first one, also the Chavet Shabbos. Aval Hila Zokin, Mida Cheres Hoysalai. He had a different Mida in him. She called myself L'Shem Shemayim. That everything was for Shemayim. Shneema, like it says, Baruch Hashem Yayim Yayim. So Rashi says that Baruch Hashem Yayim Yayim, day. Whatever Hashem gives me, every day. Whenever Shabbos comes, He'll give me for Shabbos as well. Look at Rashi. Baruch Hashem Yayim Yayim, Yamos Lanu. We say that, don't we say it by Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, it's Mirz and Shabbos, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yamas Lanu, He'll squeeze for us, Etzarcheinu Vezaseinu, all our needs, and whatever He helps us with, He'll squeeze it in for us. I don't need to worry today about Shabbos. It's a Midah Cheres, that I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll provide for me for Shabbos. It's a Midah Cheres. He didn't do like Shammai, but He did like Hillel. The long way. Let's just finish this Gemara. Tanya Namiochi, the Bryce says, B'Shama Imri, B'Shama says, Mechad, from the first day, from Sunday, Shovecho l'Shabbosecho. Keep aside, take captive, which means creep aside, l'Shabbosecho, for your Shabbos. Ubeisila says, Baruch Hashem, Yayim Yayim. Every day is a day by itself. Don't worry, Hashem will provide every day. You don't got to worry now about Shabbos. So there's a famous story when somebody came to Shlomo Zalman in Shara Chesed, was Rav in Shara Chesed. And the fellow came in always the first day Sukkos, and he showed everybody, yeah, you see my beautiful Esrik? Look, my beautiful Esrik. Ah, beautiful. He says, very nice. He said, I got it. 30 shekel. Wow. I paid 300 shekel. How do you pay 30 shekel? I got it. Erev Shab, Erev Yontif, 10 minutes and a half an hour before this man, I went to the shuk in Beis Sharm and I got this deal on an esrog. Love this beautiful, nicest esrog from everybody for 30 shekel. Shalom didn't like what he heard, and he told him, you know, it's not such a good meeting. So what do you mean? He says, what's the name? I depended on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem provided for me. So Shlomo Zalman says that the Gemara says that Beis Hillel Mida Acheres Hoisabai. No, everything he did was part of his Mida. That's who he was. He turned to him, Shlomo Zalman turned to him and says, tell me, when you have to go on vacation, you also plan 10 minutes before you go on vacation? When you buy a furniture or a couch, you also plan 10 minutes before? Or you look and you browse before it, make sure it's all prepared. That doesn't work. Just for the mitzvahs, you wait for the last minute. That's not good. I dig Marcel Behillel. Mida Acheres Hoisabai. His entire Mida, his entire being was everything is depending on a good Baruch Hu. Then you're allowed to do it. But to go like this just for mitzvahs and not for everything else, that's not good. That's the Shem Zalman's Raya from this Gemara. Om Reb Chama v'Reb Chanina. Says Reb Chama v'Reb Chanina. We'll finish till the end of the Omet. Om Reb Chama v'Reb Chanina. Hanoisin matana l'chaveiroi. Somebody gives a gift to his friend. Ein tzorich l'diyoi. You don't have to tell him. Well, you give a gift to him, you don't have to tell him so that he should know. You don't have to worry about him saying, oh my gosh, how did this person get him? How did I get this gift? You know, stop worrying about this person. He's going to worry, where did I get it from? Who gave it to me? Don't worry about that. You can give a gift without telling him in advance, without telling him afterwards. You never have to tell a person when you give him a gift. You can give matan m'seisa. Om abcham reb chanina, hanois matan chaveiroi, ein tzorich l'diyoi. You don't have to tell him. Shneim like it says, Moshe no yodik, he called him upon of. Moshe had no idea that his face was shining. Hashem gave him a gift, and he had no idea his face was shining. So you don't have to tell anybody when you give him a gift. Meisvei, we learned the pasuk, Ladas ki in Hashem mekachchem. It says by Shabbos, Hashem so yisai tishmoyu, keep the Shabbos, so that you should know that Hashem sanctified you. Amalai kodesh baruch hu l'moshe. So kodesh baruch hu tells Moshe Beinu, Moshe, matana toive yeshli b'veiz genozi. B'Shabbos shmo, I have a special matana in my treasure house, and its name is Shabbos. When you mevakish litna nisol, and I want to give it to the Jewish people. Lech v'odi oisam, go tell them. Mikano b'shem gamil, hanoisim pas latinoik. That when you give a candy or bread to a child, soich l'odi alimoi. You should tell the mother. The mother should know. Look in Rashi. Soich l'odi alimoi, lasas l'ish v'simoin. You can make sure you tell the mother. You can't tell the mother because you give a kid a candy on the street. But then make a mark on his face that a mother will know that this was a gift. Why? Because if he's going to eat the candy or the bread or the pizza before comes to his mother, she'll be able to recognize the sign and she'll ask him, who did this to you? Hey, you got pizza. Where do you get pizza from? And he'll say, Pliny, he made a mark on my face, and he also gave me pizza. What's the relevance? Yedu aviv imoy, his father and mother will know. Shu oyavim. Oh, this guy likes me. This person likes me, and that's why he gave my kid pizza. V'tir bechiba v'reis b'yisrael, and there'll be love and friendship in Klal Yisrael. All the Bali Musa are so busy with this Rashi, so it's important to increase chiba v'reis among Klal Yisrael. You give somebody a gift, you have to tell him why, because then he'll know that people like me, people care for me, and that brings bond and friendship amongst Klal Yisrael. So here we see that you have to do that. So Gemara says, Loi kasha, not a kasha. Hamatan avi legluye, hamatan avi legluye. Depends. This is by a gift which is going to become visible. So by the Koran or Panov, Moshe Rabbeinu's face shining, Hashem didn't have to tell him. Why? Because eventually he's going to find out about it. People tell him, hey, your face is shining. Hamatan avi legluye. But a gift which is not going to be legluye, which is not going to be recognized. So therefore, you have to tell the person, and this will have Ava v'chiba v'reus, will understand the love that you have towards him. So Gemara says, Shabbos na matan avid l'gluye. Shabbos is also a gift that is avid l'gluye. It's visible, because after all, we all know we had Shabbos. Gemara says, matan schor l'avid l'gluye. The reward of Shabbos is not recognizable. And therefore Hashem is saying, to have something b'veis genozi in my treasure house that's so special, Shabbos, and I'm giving to the Jewish people to recognize that we got this gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that we would not know, and therefore Hashem tells it to Klal Yisrael. Omar Mar says Mar. Mikanam Roshim Gamil. Hanoisim Pas Letinek. You give a pizza to your child. Tzorch Ledir Limoy. You have to notify the mother. How are you going to notify the mother? The mother is home. The kid is on the street. You gave him pizza. What are you supposed to do? You don't have to go to call the mother. What are you supposed to do? Gemara says, my overlay, what do you do? So Gemara says, Shayif le Mishcha. Gosh, this generation, you do that, you get arrested. Shayif le Mishcha, you take some oil, umalele kuchle, and you fill it up with blue, either oil on his forehead between his eyes, or you fill it up with blue mark on his forehead. So Gemara says, Vehidna, today the chashin lekshofim, that the people are worried about witchcraft. I see, my gosh, I'm to your kid. Oh my God, my kid got possessed. And then who knows what's going to happen? They're going to go crazy, the parents. My, what do you do? Oh my God, Papa. So Papa says, no, don't do that. Not going to make sense. But rather, shayef le mois amin. Then leave him some of the remnants of pizza on his forehead. And then even if you finished it, say, hey, what do you got pizza on your forehead? No, because the man came and gave me pizza. That's not so bad. So maybe that we can do. Bishmana say also. You start patching around in the kid's face, you get arrested. Give him a pizza, make sure he smears a little on his cheek. Then they say, okay, good. Okay. Next. Amar Rabbi Yechanan.
We need
to speak Yechanan. Kol mitzvah nasa l'makadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. All the mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, nasa l'mefesia. He gave them public. Chutz mishabbos, besides Shabbos, she nasa l'mitzino. Gave it quietly. She nema, what it means, bein yuvayim Yisrael isi leilam. It's only between me and the Jewish people. Which means, it's not something that the goyim were told about, and Hashem went to nations of the world. It's not something that, maybe on a deeper level, it's not something that the goyim can even recognize and feel. It's something that's just for a Jew, right? The goyim knows how to keep Shabbos, doesn't know what it is, you cannot relate to it. Something, bein yuvayim bnei Yisrael, on a deeper level. Pashas means, he didn't tell the nation of the world when he, so he might as well say, yochid, that's the case, lo la'an shel nochim Allah. He said, if that's the case, so goyim should not be punished on Shabbos. Rashi says, that hofia mehaporon, we're going to relate by Joseph Bocha, Rashi says, that we find that Hashem is going to punish them that they didn't fulfill the Torah and mitzvahs, which means Hashem is going to come poron. He's going to come from the mountain and he's going to come and punish them. They didn't keep the mitzvahs. So why would he punish them on Shabbos? They never knew about Shabbos. So Gemara says no. Oduye odinu, Hashem told them, but matan schara lo yedinu. He did not tell them about the reward of Shabbos. That's one shot. Yiboy seima, that's important. Matan schara nam yedinu. Maybe even Hashem told the goyim about the reward of Shabbos, or told the Jews about the reward of Shabbos. No. What does it mean? He told the goyim or told the Jews? Not really sure. Probably to the goyim. To the goyim, he told the reward of Shabbos, but neshama yisera lo yedinu. I think on a deeper level, Hashem didn't tell him the reward of neshama. Didn't tell him the neshama yisera. On a deeper level, means that goyim know what Shabbos is, but they don't have the neshama yisera. They don't feel that concept of neshama yisera. Look in Rashi, fascinating Rashi. Neshama yisera roi chav lev limnucha ulesimcha, that the heart is opened for rest and for simcha, the liya is pasuach levacha, and it's open. It's a certain relaxation. The yechal v'yishta, and you can eat and drink. Vein nafshu katzalaf. Doesn't say you won't gain weight. It says you're not going to get sick of the food, right? But that's neshama yisera. Goyim cannot realize that. Everybody knows that. Come Shabbos, it's a different feeling. Even if you're not spiritually connected, come Shabbos, you feel a certain menucha. You can sit and enjoy food. You're not rushing. Not just because you're not doing anything else. There's a certain menucha that comes on a person. That's his neshama yisera. That Hashem did not tell the goyim. Dama b'shem in Lakish. Neshama yisera. Meisim kosh bochu b'adam. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Hashem gives a Jew a neshama yisera. U'lemotze Shabbos. And matze Shabbos. Neitla yisra menu. Hashem takes away from you. Shneema, how do we know? Look at this. Because it says, B'yem ha-shvi, shavas v'yinofash. So what's shavas v'yinofash? Kivan sheshavas, once he rested, shavas, once he rested the Jews, vayinofash. You don't have to read vayinofash. You separate the word vayinofash into two words. Vey nefesh. Vey means, ugh, vey, avda, we lost the nefesh. So next time you make kiddush, shavas vayinofash, hey, that means neshama seira, vey, oy vey, I'm krechsing, I'm saying, oh, woe to me, Nefesh. The nefesh disappears. That's why you nefesh. Asher, what are you looking at me? What are you asking now? Okay, next. Afkan, I got it to Gemara. Let's learn one more Gemara on Erev Tavshilim. Says the Gemara, Oysa Odom Tavshil Me'erev Yontif. You make a cooked thing on Erev Yontif, and that's continuous with the Erev Tavshilim. That's Erev Tavshilim. Omar Baya, says Abaya, Loi Shonu Elo Tavshil. We learned this Erev Tavshilim helps only in a cooked item. Aval Pas Loi. But bread does not work. So why not? So Moshe said, Maishno Pas the Loi. What's the reason bread not? Ilema Midei the milfus being on. If you tell me that you need something, the milafes, that is in a condiment to the bread, you need something that's going to smear onto the bread, something that is a condiment, is in addition to the bread, right? Added to the bread. I guess bread was the main staple of food. You always had bread. So bread doesn't show that it's done covered Shabbos or covered Yontif, or I didn't forget my Shabbos. Nothing. I bake bread every day. But I need something. The melafes, look in Rashi, lifton binon. We need something that's a condiment to the bread. The mukcha milso, because it's clear, shasa le Shabbos. So I need something that's made for Shabbos on Erev Yontif to show that it's done special. See, le midim lifton binon. We need something that's a condiment to the bread. Upas le melafto. And bread itself is not a condiment to bread. Vodaisa, nami de le melafto. Daisa was some item that they took wheat and they cooked the wheat and they made something like daisa we have today. What's it called? That people have
kasha.
Yeah, buckwheat. Like buckwheat or not even buckwheat. You know, they make they take one of the five grains and they cook it. What's it called? Not barley. What's the five grains? Oats. Oat cereal. Daisa is a form of wheat cereal. They take regular wheat and they cook it, right? Not ground, not bread. It's oat cereal. Oat cereal is daisanami de la milafta. That doesn't kind of add it in. That's not added to the bread. How do you know it's added to the bread? So you might not say stam, but omar rebzeira. Because rebzeira says, rebzeira was a Israeli amora, and he says, hani bavloi tipshoi. These idiotic Babylonians, the achli nama benama. They're eating bread with bread. Why? Because they would eat their bread with oatmeal or with daisa. So that's what the meal considered, bread with daisa. So Reb Zera says, this is ridiculous, these Babylonians. You should go in, eating bread with more bread? That's not bread, eat bread with meat. Eat bread with cheese, eat bread with something. You don't eat bread with bread. Hani bavloi tipshoi, these idiotic bavloim, the achli nahama benahama, eating bread with bread. So we see that daisa is called bread. Rav Nechumi Bar Zchaya says, Mishmei Dabaya, Ma'arvin B'daisa. Then you could do Erev Tavshilin with Daisa. So what's the reason? So if you tell me that you can only use bread, because bread is not something that's added to the bread, but it's not true. Because Daisa is something which is added to the bread, right? And it's not supposed to be, and it's called bread, but you can do Erev Tavshilin with it.
But when Daisa is probably cooked, not baked.
Make a difference, but it's enough cooked bread. It doesn't add. That's Rabbi Zera held that daisa is just another form of bread. It's a cooked form of bread, and therefore it's not lifton. It's not something that's
so
in addition to the bread.
So there's no nafka between bisho and afia for.
No, not for this. Not that's
oh, just for this.
No, for this okay. To say that it's not lifton. It's not an extra thing to bread, but still use it for erev tavshilin. So why yes? So Mar says no. That's the reason why you can use bread. It's not because it's not added to bread. You need something that's not regularly always done. Upas shchicha, bread is always baked on a daily basis. Everybody always had bread on a daily basis, and therefore it's not a simen that is done for Erev Tavshilin. Daisa, even though daisa, technically speaking, is a form of bread, but it wasn't done on a regular basis, and therefore it's good enough for Erev Tavshilin. For Erev Tavshilin, you don't need something that's melaftein, something that's in addition to the bread, as long as it's something that's not done regularly. Bread is done regularly, not going to work. Cooked item, or even daisa, is only in special occasions. It's not done baked regularly. Again, we don't know what these things are. We go to the store, we buy a bread. But in old times, everything was done in-house. So bread was baked every single day. Right? Fresh bread was baked every single day. didn't have old bread, fresh bread every day. So therefore you can do that for after shilin. Doesn't work. Not because it's nothing added, it's not chashev, but it's because it's not, it's always there. It doesn't show that it's for after shilin. Mashenken daisa is yes shows. You can now read other pshat. The opposite. On my buyer buy says, loshon al tafshon. You can only use a cooked item. I will pass bread you can use. Loy, you can't. My timer. Ilem the midlo shchiach binon. Every time because you need something special and bread is regularly, you need something lo shchiach that's not regularly. Upas shchiach and bread is regularly. But daisa lo shchiach. Bread is lo shchiach. And daisa is not shchiach. It's not regularly used. Vom rav nechum v'azchai, mishmei da buyer. The opposite. Ein ma'avim b'daisa. You cannot use daisa for ev tafshilin. And daisa is not used regularly. So why can't you use it for ev tafshilin? Here we had a different gersa that you cannot use daisa. Elo, what's the reason? Midid demelafas b'inam. You need something in addition to the bread. Something that you eat with the bread. Upas le'melafto. And bread does not go in addition to the bread. But daisa nami le'melafto. And neither is this daisa. Doesn't go in addition to the bread. Yeah, the idiot Babylonians, they ate that with the bread. Well, Reb Zera says, that's bread with bread. That's ridiculous. So therefore, you cannot use that for Eftav Shilin. So Halach L'maisa, could you use an egg for Eftav Shilin? Yes. Could you use a piece of meat for Eftav Shilin because ice? Yes. Could you use matzah for Eftav Shilin? No. Mara says two reasons why you can't. Either because matzah is too regular, or matzah is not something that's added onto the bread. So you can't use that. Why do we use it? I don't know. But clearly the main thing is the cooked item. And therefore, daisa is not considered melafto. It's not in addition to the bread, and you cannot use it. Halacha lemaisa, either because bread is not in addition to the bread, or bread is not muchamils, it's not special, therefore bread cannot be used for erev tashilin.
So it has nothing to do with afia versus...
No, I think we maybe add it for afia purposes. I don't know. I don't know.
It's, cake,
could be. We're going to learn the parak. We'll get to it. But cake, you want to have cake considered.
It's not something you make every day.
Not every day. But it's not malafton, though. It's not malafton. It's not that you eat together with the bread.
Right.
You need something. The base, the halacha, is you need something, the malafot, which means it adds on to the bread. It's a meal. Bread is a staple.
Right.
And what do you eat with the bread? So that the cake is not from the eat with the bread. Tani Rabchir says, Adoshim Shemishule Kedera, lentils left over in the pot. Say Mechalein. It's good enough. Why? Because you have a kazayis lentil left over. It's fine, even though it's Vashis Vlemi, we don't say Lechashivu Batli. That's bottle. Nobody cares about that. It's the scraps on the plate. That's fine, it's good enough. This book is ice. And those words, as long as there's a kazayis. Omer Ravitzik, Mered Avyuda. Ravitzik, some Avyuda says, Shamnunis shal gabe asakin. Fat that's on top of the knife left over. Goyrero, you can scrape it off. Yisaymech alov, mishum eruvei tafshilin. And you can align it, feirav tafshilin. Vahanamile, this book is ice. Same thing, I guess, even though it's not, you don't count it, just fat. If there's kazayis there, why not? Fat is very good. We don't know about that. But again, in the olden days, by the way, when I hear stories from people, I still knew people that used to tell me that in Europe, they used to take a chicken from the market and they ate every part of the chicken. Every part of the chicken was used for something. And this was used for this, and the fat was used for this, and every part was used. So fat that you put on your bread was very good. It was, you know, like you dip your bread into it. Yeah, schmaltz, that was normal food. So therefore, you can use that for after shilin. Ravasi says, "Marav, dogim ktanim bluchim, small salted fish. What's that called? Sardines. Ein behen mishum bishulei nachim. There's no problem of bishul akum. Why is that? So Rashi says, very important. Halacha bishul akum. That bishul akum is only something which is einoy ne'echal chai, which cannot be eaten." In a raw state. But something which can be eaten in a raw state, even if a guy cooks it, there's no problem. Guy turns on the fire, guy cooks it, there's no problem bishul akum. And therefore, the salted fish, not sardines, even cooked salted fish, there is no problem of bishul akum because it's eaten raw. Does that mean, so therefore, herring, no problem bishul akum? Why? Because it's eaten raw. Does that mean salmon, there's no problem bishul akum? Because we just had raw salmon in the sushi. Maybe that changes, I don't know. Could very well be. I don't know. Something in Nechal Chai, by the way, that's why vegetables, there's no problem Bishul Akum, because vegetables can be eaten raw. Some said there's certain type of vegetables that you have to cook. Potatoes. Potatoes cannot be eaten raw. Right? Can't eat a raw potato. So that's why you have Bishul Akum. The reason why potatoes no problem Bishul Akum, Machlokes, is because another Tanai you need for Bishul Akum has to be Oile Al Shulchan Malachim, which means it has to be Choshev, that the president serves it on a state dinner. Will the president, will our president, well, maybe our president won't. will the Queen of England serve hash browns and a state dinner? Maybe. Someone to say.
Sliced potato, maybe.
Maybe. For example, you ever saw people and they go to a place and they buy the baked potato, right? Baked potato from a geisha place. Because they say it's only baked potato. I mean, you go to these places, and it's skiing in the winter, you go to Vermont, and they have these places, which is just baked potatoes, and they put nothing on it. So I know people eat it, because they say, it's nothing on it, it's just butter, whatever it is, margarine, and nothing else ever went at that machine. So okay, I think it might be a problem with Bishul Akum. Unless you put the potato inside, I don't know.
Baked potatoes are Shulchan
Aruch? Maybe not, I don't know. So the whole question, do you need the baked potato to be Aruch Shulchan Aruch? Or the type of potato has been shown. Is it that item or is it that food item? So it's a whole question amongst the Paiskim. There's a whole issue about Bishul Akum. What?
People eat raw meat also?
I know. Constitutional that, but it's not. Steak tartare, but I'm saying it's not generally done.
Is this how canned tuna is okay?
Canned tuna.
For what?
Is, you don't need that. You,
yeah, that's probably the cooler. That's probably the cooler on tuna. It's not oil shulchan lachim. It's not shalom
tuna. Or that you could eat it raw.
It's raw.
Could you eat it raw?
Yeah,
it's
sushi.
Yeah. Sushi. Yeah, but they had it before. By the way, if you look at Dagim's tuna, it says in it Bishul Yisrael. Starkest tuna is not.
No, yeah.
It's not. So I guess maybe that's what they're lying. Yeah, there's all these things. The business, I remember when I was young, old question is, could you have, if the guy made for the kids, macaroni and cheese? Well, that's Bishul Akum. It's a problem. You give your kids Bishul Akum. Others said, that's not Ilah Shulchan Malachim. Pasta is not Shulchan Malachim. At least not macaroni. So maybe it is that item. So all these discussions is all, but that's how Mart introduced the concept.
And is the standard change? Like you talk about.
Yeah, but Shulchan Malachim, whatever is considered Melech. So our president is not called a Melech. No, meaning it has to be what's in our generation the highest form of royalty. The Queen of England on the state dinner, Buckingham Palace, that's called Shulchan Malachim. When the president serves, I mean, come on, that doesn't exactly.
For the football players.
Amar Vashem Marav, Dogim Ktanim Luchim, Ein Bei Mishulim Bishuli Nachim. Amar Rav Yosef, Vim Tzolon Nachi, and therefore, if the guy roasted it, say Mechalem Shumei Erev Tavshilin, which the Chiddush is, you don't have to make the Erev Tavshilin. That was Moshe's question. The guy roasted your fish, then you can use it as Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because he made it. So what? Are you allowed to eat it? Yes. If I'm allowed to eat it, you're allowed to. By the way, if you go cook your meat, could you use that for Erev Tavshilin? No. Because if you cannot eat it, it's like the Mishnah says, if it gets lost or you ate it, you can't use Erev Tavshilin. So something which is not edible, can I have Erev Tavshilin? I once had a shayla. Could I take, somebody told me they took their egg for Erev Tavshilin and they left it overnight. That was the thing. They left it overnight, the raw egg. No, it was a cooked egg, not a raw. It was a cooked egg, not out of the fridge, without any. It was peeled. Oh, that's halacha. If you have a peeled egg, people don't know this halacha. If you have a peeled egg, you're not supposed to leave it even in the fridge overnight without anything added to it, like having a onion that's peeled or an egg that's peeled. If you leave it overnight, even in the fridge without adding salt to it, that's even not uncovered, even covered because of shedim and because of ruacha. You cannot eat it. Doesn't make a difference. No, a raw, either an egg, a cooked egg, which was not which was not nothing added to it, or an onion without the air is a problem of shedim. So that's what you should really do is when you make your Erev Tavshilin egg, don't peel it before yontif, meaning leave it in its shell, cook it, and leave it in its shell. If you peel it.
I've never actually used an egg.
You haven't used egg?
No, I use something I'm going to eat on
Yom. Who used an egg for Erev Tavshilin? Nobody else does. You're good. And you're good.
You make a halachic.
And you pick it up and you say, "B'dayim." Beautiful. Okay, well, anyway, I didn't figure it out. So somebody asked me that Shaila that they had the egg over, they had the egg, and now they realize, ooh, I can't eat the egg. So now it's, I have no Erev Tov Shilin, so I can't cook now in Yom Tov.
It's just Mishum Sakana.
Oh, so I told him it's only Mishum Sakana, it's not Mikadin, so if it's okay.
But you can use the basic of all the fish as the cook.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Do you have to eat the egg on Shabbos?
No, 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 you don't have to. Just allow you to cook. Yeah.
But they sell the eggs.
They sell
it. You don't have to eat it. It's just that you should be able to cook on Yom Tov. That is, I started my cooking already. So what if I eat it? What do you mean? What do you mean? On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, I realized, oh, my cooking yesterday was no good. I got not hungry. It's a heter for the cooking aspect. It's not for eating it. Yeah, meaning don't eat it beforehand.
Right.
Don't eat before Shabbos.
Right, but yeah. Eat it so you actually by.
I don't always eat Erev Tov Shilin myself. Try to, but I don't have to. I'm a chiv, I don't say anyway. I have to. Yeah, meaning eat it by Shabbos Shilas. Maybe there's anything. I don't. We'll see the Gemara further. That's what seems to be over here. Now let's finish up. We have dinu nochi. However, if the guy makes kasa de halsina, which is the famous kasa de halsina the Mishabura talks about, they used to take a fish and he used to fry it in a dough patty or something like that. So he makes it the whole thing, then it's ready forbidden. Usser, then it's forbidden. Why? Because that's ready real bishalakum. Why? Because even though the chiddush is, you must say, why not? Push it. He cooked it into a whole dish. So that's bishalakum. You can't eat it. Pshita. Maudatim, I would have thought. House in the Iko, I would have thought that the, what's the name? The house in the, what's the house in the? The house in the is the fat of the fish is the main thing. Shuman adogim is the main thing, and therefore, why is the bishulakum? What's the main thing? The main thing is the fish, and the fish is no bishulakum. Kamashlon, the halach is kimcha ikel. The main thing is the whole filling, and the whole filling is not eaten raw. It's dough, and by the way, another important halacha, it's not pas akum either, because if it's bread, then the guy can make bread. It's no problem. Pasakum only machmen aseres mechuva, but a guy can make bread, right? When we were kids, right? Today, I mean, people all the time they go get Arnold's bread, right? Pasakum, no problem. Elati pasakum. Even I mean pas, not pasakum.
Is this pasakum?
No.
Is this regular guy making bread by himself?
Yeah, but I am. Okay, but there's no.
But pasakum could be fried and then cook it,
He didn't bake it. I'm saying that's the reason why it's not. In other words, he didn't bake it. It's not pas. Doesn't look like pas either. It's a regular. He uses dough for his dish. And since dough is not nechal chai, so you have bishul akum on the dough. So I would think that the fish is the main thing. Kamashalon, but the dough is the main thing. Therefore, there's the problem of bishul akum. Funny taste is a whole thing over here. All types of halachas that we're learning over here on bishul akum. You look at the main thing. You look at the ikka. You look at the tafel and all that. Based on this one line of the Gemara about the kasa de hasana. I'm not going to go into that. There's a big taste of kamashlam kimcha ikka. And there's a whole question if there's a problem of bishul akum. For example, they say cookies he brings down. It's forbidden because of bishul akum. Because you don't make hamotzi on it. I don't know if that's true. Enteman's cookies. Pam bishulakum?
Hope not,
right? He says, ugiot is a problem. Because why? One thing. No, he brings down, the taster brings down, that cookies are a problem because you don't make amoiti. So it's not pas. So it's bishulakum. So like Moses said, the dough from the kasa de harsana, it's a problem of bishulakum. Why? Because the dough is not bread and it's cooked. So even if something which is not cooked, but it's not bread, it's a problem of bishulakum. So Reb Chiel says that no, that cookies, technically, since it's baked, if you eat, three boxes of cookies, it's kaveh asuda, you make hamotzi on it. So therefore, there's no problem of bishlakum. That's part of the pas, and therefore be okay. So therefore, based on this gemara, what's yes, what's not. Also, sometimes I guess you have to look at the main food. If things mix together, you look at the main thing, if that's oila shulchan lochim, as opposed to nechal chai, as opposed to the bottle part. The Gemara says the reason why kasa d'harsana is a problem because the dough is the main part. But if the fish will be the main part, and even though he puts dough in it, that's not a problem of bishul akum. So it's good to know when you have shadows of bishul akum, you keep these things in mind. Okay, we finished till Monday night, so I wouldn't mind learning Tuesday, 40 minutes before Ma'ariv. Those that want to come, Ma'ariv's going to be 6:45, whatever, so 6 o'clock on Monday, the whole afternoon, 6 o'clock, we'll learn Daf Yomi, we'll learn Amud Yomi. But it took us twice 40 minutes. an hour and 20 minutes, twice 40 minutes. No shortcuts. And anyway, who needs the bench? Okay, we can bench with him. How many washed? Okay, good. We can. The rest can answer. Perfect. Who wants a bench? Who's the kohen?
I didn't wash.
Ellie, you didn't wash? Who's the kohen that washed? No bench. So who wants a bench? David, you washed? Who washed again? See, who's the oldest here? Nobody washed? Yeah,
Mr. Landsman.
Oh, Mr. Landsman, you washed? Good, you'll bench. I'll give you a kais. Of course, kais. Why not?
Son also washed.
Zokin Shabachabuba.
Adora.
Let me give you small and small kais.
This is empty, sir.
Oh, it is. And the other one, white or red?
Do both.
The five can.
Why not? You're going to
sleep differently.
There are 20 women.
Wow.
Beautiful. By the way, this is Rosh Hashanah Rabba. Beautiful. We learn. Excellent. Eat, learn. Love a market. Maybe give Zevi the one slice. The poor kid is waiting.
Oh,
there's more? Okay.
Shana Rabba.
Okay. Go ahead. I put drinks, I think.